excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Oregon edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from another thrilling home victory. I don't know if my heart's going to be able to take it if this is how it's going to go for the rest of the season. Okay, let's jump right in, starting with a game preview, or game review. The Bears did well in the first half. It took a couple of series to get their mojo going, but eventually they started scoring points quite efficiently. I think it was a 14-0 first quarter lead. And then at the 21 early in the second quarter. And then it kind of equaled out to where the Bears were going back and forth. Halftime score was 31-14. Very comfortable lead for the Bears, where the Bears were moving the ball very, very effectively. Had been good early at stopping Oregon, but Oregon was starting to find ways to get their offense working and was much more effective in the second quarter. Third quarter, things went real south for the Bears. They got a field goal on their first possession, 34-14. And then Oregon just kept chipping away. The Bears got into this third quarter funk that they always seem to get into when they have a big lead. They start putzing around is the word I use for it. Trying to just kind of grind the clock, do funny little things and quirks and weird little things that aren't really effective. And just we're not making productive offensive series. At which point, and Oregon's offense got back on track, scored 21 unanswered points to get to 35-34. At which point, the Bears do what they've been doing all season. After putzing around for the third quarter, and finally after the other team catches up, they start trying again. They get back into the offense that works for them, and they pour it on. And so, Bears went down the field quite easily, scored a touchdown to go up 42-35 with the two-point conversion. Oregon managed to score a touchdown on two attempts in the interim time. Again, the Bears were putzing around because they had a touchdown lead. Bears marched down the field now, tied score at 42. Can't kick the field goal to win it to end it at the end of regulation. The approximately 40-yard field goal comes wide right. He hooked it just a little bit. Wide left, actually, because he's a lefty. Overtime it is, 42-42. Both teams score a touchdown on the first possession. Cal has the ball first and the second possession of the overtime. Just eaten alive by penalties. Actually had some pretty good offensive plays, but just could not drive get into the end zone with the penalties hurting them, holding penalties. False start, just everything one can imagine to hurt them. End up settling for the field goal, and it looked like real trouble because Oregon's offense had been working so good. But as often happens in overtime, things get a little funky. Oregon pushing really hard for the win with the touchdown. Freshman quarterback doesn't quite see the linebacker slipping deeper into coverage. And interception ends the game 52-49 final score, that being one touchdown each after the 42-42 end of regulation score plus the field goal in the second overtime. So the Bears win another squeaker at home. There's no doubt part of this, I don't think the Bears win this game on the road. They really needed the crowd behind them to get over the hump, to come back when they needed to come back, all those little things. I think this is a sign of why this team is undefeated at home, beaten some reasonably good teams at home, but then is laying some eggs on the road. Start breaking things down. Webb had a little bit of a rough first half with some badly thrown balls. I wonder if his finger is still bugging him more than he wants to admit. And frankly, in the third quarter, I thought that might have been part of the problem, that maybe he re-injured it or something, and the Bears just didn't have a passing option again. But the fourth quarter definitely proved that wrong. He was throwing the ball pretty sharply. There were a couple of bad throws in the fourth quarter, but overall seemed like he got his mojo back. So it wasn't a re-injury, at least of a significant, that was the cause of his early struggles. They weren't massive, but notable. Hansen still out for the game, did not play all that, or didn't play at all, and I think that shows his injury is worse than we wanted to admit. Both Muhammad and Trey Watson did a great job at running back. They didn't really need Nwiri in the short yardage. They were able to punch things in and get short yard touchdowns. I love Muhammad's determination. Trey Watson is starting to impress me a little bit more. He's starting to show me the sort of things that make me think he could be, can continue the trend that Muhammad. And it's good to have the 1-2 punch, keep them both fresh. So I thought they did a good job. I thought overall the receivers did a good job, even without Hansen. And it's nice to see more guys stepping up. Hudson had a good game. Bug had a good game. Number 17, I'm forgetting his name for the moment, had a good game. Just a lot of good things going on in the wide receiver core. Definitely the team's best unit. Offensive line also had a good game. Protected Webb very well. I think he had one sack. It was definitely a coverage sack. Opened up pretty good holes for the running backs. So felt good about them. Perhaps in the third quarter, they didn't have their best quarter. They were getting blown off the ball a little bit. Oregon seemed to be disrupting a lot of the running plays more than probably should have been allowed. So not their best quarter, but overall, definitely good in pass protection, reasonably good in run protection, particularly outside of the third quarter. I'd say they were even good in run blocking. Defensively, actually, there was a lot of good there. There were some big play issues that were troublesome, a little bit of downfield tackling issues, but at other times they were really locking down the read option. They were making the right decisions as far as where to let the risks. They were definitely challenging the quarterback to make the throws, and occasionally he did and burned us. But overall, I thought they did a pretty good job of controlling Royce Freeman. It was really the issue we just kept giving Oregon back the ball in the third quarter and making it, on such a short turnaround. That defense got tired. I didn't feel too horrible about their overall performance, even though, they ended up giving up 42 in regulation. The secondary was definitely biased towards the keeping up for the run game and being in support on that. So there were some times they got beat over the top. But that was a conscious decision with the formations, with the way Oregon plays and the lack of confidence Cal had in the QB being able to beat them. So that was a notable part of the puzzle. Linebackers, I felt, had a very good game. They were good moving sideline to sideline, doing a lot of good things of getting into the right gaps. And even as the running backs were cutting back, they were able to adjust and come back to new gaps. Good game out of the linebacker core. Defensive line, good and bad. There were some very disruptive times. They were very much in the backfield doing some really good things, getting some pressure on the quarterback when he was passing. But there were other times that they were a little bit getting blown off the ball. There were some periods in the game where I felt quarterback had way too much time to throw, and they just weren't getting good pressure there, particularly in the third quarter. So pros and cons there, but not the worst performance ever. If they could have consistently played like they played at their best, it would have been a great game for them too. And finally, as kind of recapping on the secondary, it was clear what their assignments were. And, you know, they could have an exceptional core would have been able to do both more effectively. We know this isn't the greatest group, but I think they played up to their potential and skill and played out the assignment the way they were supposed to. So I think this game really comes down to it would have been a blowout if Dykes had called a good third quarter. I just don't think the way they've been playing when they have a lead is prudent. They are playing not to lose. They are playing to grind out the clock, and it's just not a good strategy. It just means we don't keep the offense humming, and we're giving the ball back and putting too much on the shoulders of this mediocre defense. And that's just a mistake. There's no reason for it. They need to keep the rhythm of the team operating and not get too committed to a game plan that says we're up by 21 or something like that. It's just those are not that many points in the Pac-12. Teams can score 21 points very quickly, as we've seen in a lot of different games. One play that just, at least for the short term, needs to be completely removed from the playbook is the wide receiver screen, inside wide receiver screen. It is not working against any team. It has been a disaster. And Cal didn't call it that many times today, but again, the couple of few times they called it, it just isn't going anywhere, and it feels very dangerous. The running back screens, the outside running back screens, actually were working quite well, and was happy with those. But the wide receiver inside screens just were not happening. So that I hopefully they will continue to realize that that play should not be used much. What do we take away from this? Again, I think we have a team with a lot of offensive potential that is handcuffing itself at times. We have a defense that can play mediocre to okay defense if they are given the support they need from the offense. But generally speaking, you don't want to put the game on their shoulders. And yes, I know they won the Utah game at that final stand, but that is not how you want this season to play out. They need to go on the road and play the way they played in the first and second quarter, all four quarters. The Arizona State game was another example of where they could have put that game away and made it so it wasn't even close. And they just more or less refuse to do that. So what do we got coming up? We got going on the road to USC. A few weeks ago, I had a lot more confidence about that game. USC is playing better and better. They get a true bye this week. Cal has to play this weird Friday to Thursday thing that's a result of Cal not wanting to play home games on Thursday. And it really stinks. I just don't have a lot of hope for the USC game. However, I will say this team has a lot of potential to pull upsets that we wouldn't think they have a shot at. So I wouldn't say it's a likely win, but I'm not going to give up all hope. It would be a great win for the team to finally go down to LA and beat a USC team that is improving. Has the right man at quarterback now, and is going to be a tough win, but is still more vulnerable than a lot of people want to believe. After that, we have the Washington schools. I think Cal matches up well against them, better than people think. I'm not saying the Bears are going to win both those games. I sure wish it was the other way around, where we got WSU at home and Washington on the road, and we could just give up the Washington game. because going up to Pullman in November to the frozen potato patch is a tough place to go. And that's going to be a tough assignment, but a very beatable team for the Bears. We match up very well against them. Washington, we beat them last year. They're fundamentally the same team they were last year. They're just executing so much better than they were last year. And so that's going to be a very tough win. We do get them at home. I do think Cal could play the spoiler in that one, but it's a tough win. So we have three games coming up here that are going to be tough to win. Hopefully the Bears come away with at least one of them. Maybe it's at WSU. Maybe, we'll see. If they can do that, that puts them only one win away with big game and UCLA, who's very vulnerable, left at the end. And I think both of those games are winnable. So I even think Cal could lose the next three and win the final two to get to six wins. But for sure, winning one of these next three would really take some pressure off and make it so we only had to beat one of a vulnerable Stanford and a much underperforming UCLA team after Thanksgiving. So I think that's what we're looking forward to, try to get to bowl eligibility. This team needs to put together a complete game on the road in particular if they want to win any road games. But we do get a lot of these games at home. We get Washington at home. We get Stanford at home. We get UCLA at home. It's a lot of home games for the Bears to try to pull off some wins. All right, well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition on the On the Road Home podcast. Hope you all enjoyed it. And go Bears. On the road again.